The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. It is a Fox World Travel Show, and we are ready for your questions. We want to see where you're heading on your vacations. You can call us or text us on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. Good morning, Rose.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. I am ready to go, and I do have a question before we get into everything. So I'm looking on your website here.
Yes.
And May 12th, you have a event coming up that I'm sure you're going to talk about. But what is that picture of right here on your website?
Oh, let me
take
a look.
It's like a city on a cliff.
It is a city. It's probably Cinque Terre.
Where would that
Cinque Terre, five terraces.
Okay.
In Italy.
Italy.
On the west coast of Italy. Cinque Terre.
Wow. I want to go there.
Yep.
Are you going there?
Oh, I've been there. Oh. I've been there. It's absolutely beautiful. But thank you for segueing into that. I also want to thank Steve Scafidi for letting me have a warm-up. He invited me to be his Friday Forum guest yesterday.
Nice.
So I spent 30 minutes with Steve. Thank you very much. So I got a little warmed up for today because there's still some exciting news. And call me Susie Sunshine if you like. Things are breaking in the travel industry. And I do think we're seeing things break in the right way. So pretty excited about that. But yes, on May 12th, and this will be my last opportunity to talk to everybody about this, Fox World Travel is hosting our 2022 group launch. And we're very excited about it because what's going to end up happening is that the space is just going to, it's called the race for space because we really feel like people are just waiting to jump on some of these groups. So much so that we know the Grand Hawaii, February 17th of 2022, sold out.
Already gone.
So yeah. We put Best of the Hawaiian Islands in place for February 28th. Very similar itinerary, but what it does is actually eliminates Kauai, and it's a little bit shorter. So we're pretty excited about that. Thanks to our good friends from Globus. They help us put that together. So that's one of the things we'll be talking about. I can also tell you this. Colleen's Egypt for 2022 sold out.
Wow, she said it was closed when she was in here.
So what you want to do is go to foxworldtravel.com. Under resources, you will see vacation travel shows and events. There are two of them. May 12th is the one we're talking about right now, and May 12th is another one that we're offering. May 12th and 19th, so you got a week break. They're both on Wednesdays, 6 o'clock for both of them, and you just register online, and then you get the information about how to go to meeting with us that night. And we've got lots and lots of people who obviously have received emails and messages and heard me on WTMJ that want to join in, but there's still room for you. So thanks to our sponsors, Globus Family of Brands, Insight Vacations, and Avalon Waterways for sponsoring the group launch.
So travel's kind of addicting. It's like an addiction. Once you do it a couple times and you travel, it just kind of gets in your blood and you're like, I didn't have a trip this year. I'm going crazy. I need that next trip. So I see why these are filling up so quickly.
Well, right. And we're going to talk a little bit about what is a group vacation and why might it be right for you. I will never forget as long as I live my first group experience and being fearful that the structure was going to be what was going to drive me crazy. And you find out that you look at the itinerary and you look at the accommodations, and in many cases, we include air as an optional that you can add on, which you love that. So then I get a chance to put all of that dreary work aside and I start to delve into the itinerary. What are the destinations? What can I do when I get to the destination? And quite honestly, you do have lots of free time on many of our itineraries. Also, if one day you say to the tour manager, you know what? I've been in this city before. I'm going to do something a little different. I'll see you all back here for dinner tonight. The tour manager will say, how may I help you? Do you need train tickets? Do you need a driver? Do you need any help? Nope, I know exactly where I'm going. Or we have people who say, my family lives here. I've got a son in the military. He's here, whatever it might be. So you do have some freedom and flexibility, not to feel like, oh my gosh, this is so structured. I'm with these, you know, 32 to 45 people all day, every day. It's driving me crazy. No, absolutely not. And lots of times there are optional excursions that are added on later, and then some do it, some don't.
Yes, so. Indeed. And it's great to actually, for me and my wife, Tracy, the first time we went, we were a little trepidatious, but we actually found we loved it because we had other people. We've made lifelong friends by going on these trips, but then you still get your own time, your alone time that you want to do. It's pretty cool. So we'll talk more about that. We'll take your calls. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. The Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you. You're listening to the Fox World with Rose Gray on
Didn't you come in singing this?
I said I'm Susie Sunshine. Thanks, Isaac.
Isaac in the producer's booth. My name's Dayton Kane. Rose Gray in to answer your questions about travel. And you have one more thing we need to know about.
Right. So this is breaking news, actually. With the CDC yesterday approved self-administered COVID tests for U.S.-bound air travelers. So what that means is January 26th, CDC said that anybody coming into the United States from any international destination had to have a negative COVID test. Well, we know that the all-inclusive resort Caribbean came right to our help and started out with the complimentary in almost every case COVID tests, and then they schedule you 72 hours prior to your departure, clients and all of that. Well, if you weren't staying at one of these all-inclusive resorts, you rented a villa, you went to Croatia because they opened up for U.S. citizens or something of that nature, you think, okay, that's great. How do I get this test? Where do I get this test? And et cetera. So I think some of the details will probably still need to be worked out. But according to the CDC, the self-test must be a nasal swab or a saliva test, which is approved by the FDA, and it must be supervised in real time by a telehealth service, which is able to confirm both a negative test and that the procedures were properly followed. So telehealth service, I'm guessing, is some online type situation that you subscribe to. We'll get more details. I'll know more next week. And I think this is going to take a load off of a lot of travelers' minds, because if you didn't know how you were going to get that test in a foreign country, now this may be an option. You already travel with it, so upon your return, in compliance, you go ahead and do the self-administered nasal or saliva test, and it will be approved, and you don't have to worry about it.
Just make sure you have internet and cell phone service,
right,
so you can get somebody on the other end to watch you do it, I guess.
I think that's what's going to happen, but we'll know more next week probably. But that's exciting news, because that's been an obstacle for people who are considering international travel.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We're going to go to Al in Milwaukee. Good morning, Al. What's your question?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about car rentals. Are you guaranteed a car if you prepay for it?
No.
No. No. And what happens if you prepaid and they don't have a car for you?
They may make you wait. They may refund your money and tell you that if you'd like to go to one of the other car rental locations, because most of the time you're going to be in an area where there are more car rental counters there. They may tell you how long you're going to wait. Typically, they know that based on the other people's reservations. You must give a return time. They can do that. For your trouble, they may upgrade you. If they say, I don't have the type of car that you reserved, you can press them and say, well, that's too bad. I need a car. I'm not paying anything more. What can you do for me? And quite often, they will just automatically upgrade you, and you'll be pleasantly surprised when you get to the slot where your car is waiting for you. But just like airlines, I know this sounds wrong when I tell you you've prepaid your car and it's not going to be there. Just like airlines, car rentals can, in fact, overbook. And so you might pay for an airline seat and you might get to the airport. And I bet everybody I'm listening right now can raise their hand and say, I've heard that already at the airport when I'm checking in. We're looking for volunteers to take a bump. That means they've oversold the flight. When they tell you there's no car waiting for you, it means they've oversold their inventory. So, yes, it can happen. I would say it's less likely to happen if you are prepaid. I will say it is less likely to happen if you belong to their loyalty program. So if you've gone in and you've registered for their loyalty program where you do put in your credit card and you do put in your driver's license, it's less likely to happen to you that way as well.
Okay. And does it make a difference if you book it through those, you know, like Orbitz or whatever, those or directly with them? Does it make a difference or no?
Yes, absolutely makes a difference. This is, again, a commercial for using a travel advisor because they do it less often to travel advisors who book it in their global distribution system, in our computer system. They also do it less often to people who have booked on their website. They do it most often to people who have booked through third parties.
Good question.
Yeah, excellent question.
Thanks for calling. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
We are going to take a break. When we come back, we have questions about Antarctica, Aruba, and more. 855-616-1620 is the number to get in on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
45 degrees on the way up to a high of 57 inland, 52 by the lake. It's 925. My name's Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray, taking your calls at 855-616-1620. And Don is in New Berlin. Good morning, Don. What's your question?
Morning. I've got a question about Aruba. I'm thinking about going there and traveling this fall, and I'd like to know something about the all-inclusive properties.
Okay. Do you have one in mind, or are you just asking about them in general?
Well, I did see something about the Divi property.
Yep. That's probably one of the first. The Divi properties were probably one of the first all-inclusives in Aruba. They're old, and I don't mean the buildings are old. I mean the company itself is old and reliable and has been around for a very long time. So Divi Beach, Divi, there's a couple of them actually, are fabulous. They're perfectly lovely.
Okay. And then traveling around town, is it best to take a bus or a taxi or...
Well, it depends what you're looking to do. I mean, if you, yes, definitely I would take it. What I do when I visit any Caribbean destination, Mexican destination, I just ask the bellman to get me a cab. So I know that it's a government-sanctioned cab and it's not a pirate kind of a thing, which we have had stories about that kind of a thing. So, yeah, I would definitely get somebody there. And then I would also say to them, do you have a card? Because they often do. And would you come back in 3 hours and pick me up? I like that concept as opposed to trying to find return transportation. But they also do have scooters that you can rent that are pretty popular. And they do have public transportation as well. It's just a matter of I've already had it where I've been waiting for them and that bus was full. And then you have to wait till the next one goes by. And with COVID, I'm not really sure. I'm thinking they probably have reduced capacity on their public transportation.
Is there a side of the island that's better, or does it matter?
Not really. If you're staying at the Divi, you're staying at one of the really good beaches, actually.
Okay. Okay. Anything else you can tell me
about? No, just it's Aruba is very full of East Coast people. It's their favorite place to go. Loaded with people from New York City and the East Coast. It's a very arid climate. People think, oh, tropical. It's part of the ABC Islands, Aruba, Barbados, and Curacao. And it's right off of South America. So it's a longer flight, sometimes a little tricky to get there, but not impossible by any stretch of the imagination. Sand beaches for miles and miles and miles, some high rises. And it's not at all uncommon to see cactus in Aruba, which is kind of weird because it's very arid. But yeah, if you're looking for an alternative to some of the more common Caribbean destinations, Aruba is a good choice, and the diving and snorkeling there is great.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Don. Have a great weekend. We're going to take a quick call. Got about a minute to answer this one from Hugh, our favorite listener in Silver Springs, Florida. How are you, Hugh?
Oh, hello, hello, Milwaukee. Say, in July, I'm going to be flying up to my hometown of Milwaukee from Orlando. Well, I have to prove that I'm negative from the virus.
Not right now, and I don't anticipate that will happen. We had thought maybe as domestic travel started picking up that the CDC might do something like that, but at this point in time, they have not. No tests are required whatsoever. They even stopped, in almost every case, taking temperatures at the airport now. Masks are mandated, and they ask for social distancing.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Hugh. And promise me some good weather.
All right. We'll try.
Bring it with you.
All
right. Thanks.
Bye now.
It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. We are going to take a break. Breaking News Center with Alex Crow. Good morning, Alex.
Got to get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
46 on the way up to a high of 57 inland. My name is Dayton Kane, in with Rose Gray. And from the 920 area code, right off the bat, we're going to hit the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. Get your questions in. It says, hi, Rose. Do you have any idea as to when your offices will reopen to your customers?
I do, actually. I knew last week Saturday that the Sheboygan office was going to be our first office that we opened, but I was hesitant to announce it because we wanted to give them a chance on Monday morning to get back hooked up. Remember, they've all been home for 13 months or whatever it is. And they opened up at 9 o'clock. Deep cleaning took place, plexiglass is in place, masks are required, and it's going very smoothly. And so they were our beta testers, AKA guinea pigs, to see how things were working, and it's going quite smoothly. So you will start seeing a rollout, an opening of our offices slowly but surely, hoping by midsummer all 8 of our offices will be open.
And will we be able to track that on the website, or how will we know?
I will announce it. I will definitely announce when they're opening up. I was fearful to do it last week, Saturday. First of all, my daughter, Andrea, who fills in with me periodically on the show, is the manager of that office and said to me, don't tell anybody yet. We want to make sure that we do this right. And we're afraid we're going to have a rush Monday morning. So I respected that and didn't want to get in trouble with my daughter. So yeah, so we're good there. So everything went smoothly. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5:30. Our phones are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. And right now our phones are open 9 to 3 on Saturdays.
There you go. 855-616-1620 is the number. A lot of people can listen at WTMJ.com or on our app, or you just ask Alexa to listen to WTMJ. Another one, Hugh called in from Florida. Now we have Laura from Las Vegas. She says, for the Antarctica trip, easy for me to say, are you able to book your own airfare meetup with the group? I ask because I live in Vegas.
Yes.
And I want to be on the trip.
Our air is always optional. So if you would like to do it without air, we most certainly can do that. And her timing is perfect because on my list of things to talk about today is the Antarctica trip. We've held that space with our good friends at Globus for a very, very long time. And they are now saying to us, any unsold cabins have to go back to us very soon. So if you have an interest in the Antarctica trip, I will tell you, Category E, which is an inside cabin with no window, those are sold out. That's the starting at price, and those are sold out not only in the Fox Group allotment, but on the ship as well. We have a rather long waiting list for that because it is the least expensive. So right now, you'd have to be looking at a higher-end cabin, one with a porthole or above, which doesn't sound real high-end to me when you have a porthole. But in any event, yes, we can absolutely do it without air. Not a problem. We would love to have you join us from Las Vegas.
Okay, another question here asks, how can I get a refund instead of a voucher for my travel insurance?
Typically, now this is me speaking from my experience with not only Travel Guard, which is the company that we sell, but a number of other travel insurance companies, Travelex, Allianz, a number of them. They will not give you your money back, but they will give you a voucher. And typically that voucher is valid for a very, very long time. And so you would have to say, you know, well, I'm traveling in 2023, at the end of 2023. Typically, those vouchers are going to be extended. And oftentimes, our rep, I know personally, will see what she can do about getting an extension if we need to. So the travel insurance is never refundable, but it is reusable.
Okay. Another question at 855-616-1620. Are we going for sure to Norway in July?
Oh my gosh, you can't even imagine how much I would love to say yes. Both Denmark and Norway made some great strides in allowing permanent citizens to return without any testing and members of the EU. Okay, so that's not us, the EU, the European Union, 27 European countries. But while as they're opening like that, that leads me to believe we're making progress. So with the COVID self-administered test and the opening news of Norway and Denmark to EU citizens, I know that is why our good friends at Insight Vacations, which is the company that customized this trip for us, is hesitant to pull the plug on this because they feel very, very confident that it's going to be a possibility. So at this point in time, we are moving forward as if it is in fact happening.
The Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ, 855-616-1620 is the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. Get your questions in for Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. I'm Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. We had a very shy WTMJ listener call in and have a question but not want to go on with us. 855-616-1620 is the number if you do want to talk to us or text us. She asked, can I bring a small aerosol can of disinfectant on the plane with me?
No. Not because of the size of it, but because the fact that it's aerosol. No aerosols are allowed on planes at all. Hairspray or any of that kind of thing. But you can bring, TSA relaxed the rules months ago, you can bring up to 12 ounces of hand sanitizer, either in a squeeze bottle or with a pump on board.
That's the route
to
go.
But the aerosol is a no-no for many years and still will be and always will be. Pressurized, can explode, et cetera.
All right, car rental rates have increased 2 to 3 times higher pre-COVID travel costs, higher than pre-COVID travel costs. Should we also act now to secure the vehicle or wait for rates to drop?
I would book it now. As we know, they're having trouble in the car manufacturing world of getting those circuits that we need for the car computer systems from China. So that is making it difficult to get new cars. Car rentals depleted their inventory during COVID by selling off their fleets. Now they're trying to get new cars back, and they are in the same boat that a new car buyer would be. So because of supply and demand, the cars are very expensive. If your car rental goes down, you can continue to check and rebook if you don't prepay. I'm not a fan of prepaying for car rentals. You don't have to. I believe that someday we may have to, but right now you don't. So I don't prepay my car rental, and that way I can continue to rebook if I want to. And I can also check all kinds of other options, other car rental companies, and book with them if I find a better deal.
Okay. Next question from the 920 area code. We are scheduled to go on a cruise the end of July leaving from Italy. Do you think that will happen?
I do. I'm sticking my neck out here. I feel like with the EU announcement last week and the more we're hearing from Brussels where they met and there were meeting, I believe we're going to see France and Italy. Greece is open. Croatia is open. I believe you are going to see this opening. If they don't have a surge and things stay as they are right now, we're going to see Europe opening mid-July-ish, in my opinion.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Give us a call. Let us know your question. Rose will answer it for you. Another one here from the 262 area code. We are flying to Alaska in August. Are there any COVID-19 tests we need before we arrive?
COVID-19.alaska.gov. COVID-19.alaska.gov says no, fully vaccinated travelers are not asked to test or self-quarantine. And I told Dayton while we were waiting for the commercial, and I was on this website, that it says starting June 1 at participating airports in Alaska, you'll be able to get a free COVID vaccine if you're interested.
There you go. What a souvenir to bring back with you. Speaking of vaccines, another question here from the 262 area code. Are there vaccination... Oh, sorry. This isn't vacation. I need to read better, Ro. Are there vacation packages that allow for those who have back and or joint issues?
I'm not really sure that they would be specific to that particular situation. I do know that many, many of our tour operators have listed the... exertion level or the activity level of a particular tour. It's easy, it's moderate, it's okay. Difficult. So they've got a color code system. Some of them have a numbering system. Some of them have what we call easy pace. Some of them have listed the fact that several of the days are slow start days, they call them. So you may want to take a look and find a tour operator that we can work with you to determine which of them would have a more relaxed pace. How
okay.
Does that sound?
Cindy from Oak Creek on the line. Good morning, Cindy. What's your question?
Hi, good morning. I'm interested in going to the Keys, but I'm a little leery about the drive there, and I've heard that you can take a boat in and drive out.
So are you saying fly from Milwaukee to get there or drive all the way to Florida?
I'm saying maybe fly into Miami, drive from Miami to the Keys.
Yep, and there's also a ferry that goes from Fort Myers to the Keys. I know that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, are you because of the causeways or what? Tell me what concerns you have about driving.
Well, it's a 6-hour drive.
It
I
is.
Believe,
it is.
From...
Yep, and you know you can fly into Key West, right?
Okay.
Yeah, you can fly into Key West, actually. Oftentimes, it's a bit more expensive and requires another connection, but you definitely can fly into Key West if you so desire. The three-letter code is EYW, Key West. But
I tried that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For Southwest flights into Key
Southwest
West?
Does not fly into Key West. Nope, they do not.
Okay.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope. Okay. But Delta does, I think. American does, I think. So, yeah, we can also help you out if you need further assistance. 866-GO-FOX-GO. But, it is a drive. What some people do is fly into Fort Lauderdale or Miami and stay a night or two and then pick up their car and then go. But you're right. It's about 6 hours. There's no doubt about it if that's what you do.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
Weekend. We are up against our last break of the hour, so we're going to take that on. When we get back, we'll talk to Linda in Franklin on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. Still have a little bit of time left to ask Rose your question. 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ. Hit the road the right way. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
The fastest show on the radio is almost over already. 9:53. My name is Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray and Linda from Franklin on at 855-616-1620. Good morning, Linda.
Hello, Dayton. Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Rose, I know you have a daughter in British, sister in British Columbia.
Yep.
I have a daughter that lives in Alberta. Do you have any feeling at all when they're going to open their borders?
They're doing it month by month now.
Yep. Okay. That's more than I knew.
Yep. So right now, for at least on April 21, they said they moved it to May 21. So they're doing it month by month. And I, like you, find that to be encouraging. I think that sounds...
I mean, I know I could go there if because I'm immediate family, but I'm not going to be quarantined in some hotel for 3 days before I can go from Cal. They live in Lethbridge, which is the very southern part of Alberta. So I don't want to spend 3 days in Calgary sitting in a hotel.
No, not. And we've all heard it. It's expensive and not that pleasant.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for FaceTime. That's all. I got 3.5-year-old grandson.
Oh, how awful.
Christmas 2019.
Oh, that's awful. But you know what? I do feel like since the situation is being looked at on a month-by-month basis, I feel better about this. I feel better about it.
Okay, thank you. You made me feel better,
good.
Too, Rose. Thank
good.
You very
thank
much.
Thank you, Linda. All right, we have a question from Joanne from Franklin, wants to know a travel update on New Zealand.
Okay, so that's a fluid situation. They had some quarantine-free travel for certain travelers from certain parts of the world, and it's changing. It changed today, as a matter of fact. So I would say immigration.govt for government, immigration.govt.nz for New Zealand. There's a COVID page there. I would mark that and keep that up and keep watching what's going on, because they, like Australia, did a very good job of closing down and not letting anybody in, which is what it takes to make this pandemic stop.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's the story. At this point in time, like I said, it's fluid, and I would keep watching that.
Bevan Appleton wants to know, she said, I recently learned that when you plug your phone into the USB port of a rental car, that the computer downloads photos, messages, in addition to your address book, and the only way to get rid of this is to reset the radio system on the rental car. Is that true?
I'm not sure if that's true. What's kind of freaky is I was using my Google Maps on my rental car, and it definitely did pick up some of my information. I don't know that it downloaded all of my photos and all of that kind of thing, but it was a little creepy, and I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah.
Because I certainly could just use my Google Maps on my phone itself and not sync it via Bluetooth to the car.
Right.
But I was like, oh, look, there's a cool feature here. I can go ahead and sync this up. And yep, it definitely had it. I could see the previous person's, some of the previous renters' maps on the screen before mine popped up, and then I knew some of my information was going, and it wasn't just the USB cord, it was the Bluetooth sync.
Right.
So I would imagine with a USB cord, even more information is probably transferred that way. So probably I wouldn't use my phone because a lot of us have our music on our phone and our navigation systems on our phone, and we just plug it in our car.
Just used
so,
to it.
Yeah.
So we have about 30 seconds left. Hit the big event this Wednesday.
Yes. So you do not want to miss this. FoxWorldTravel.com, resources tab. You will see vacation travel shows and events. It's the 2022 group launch, the Race for Space. We're calling that because we know we are going to have lots of people on this call who are going to hear about Iceland and Hawaii and Switzerland and Croatia and the best of Italy and Colleen's Poland trip and Rose's Rhine and Moselle trip, and they're going to want to get on them, and they're for 2022. So you just there. Then also you want to be listening for the future show, which is going to be Alaska, which is going to be our Alaska groups that we're going to roll out, and that's going to be a completely separate entity. So no Alaska on this particular show, with the possible exception of our land offering. So don't miss it. Sign up. If all of that sounds like, Rose, I didn't catch anything you said, 866-GO-FOX-GO. You can always get help that way.
Always a pleasure, Rose.
Thanks,
Danny Clayton and the Financial Gurus with the Annex Wealth Management Team in next with Money Talk after we get an update with Alex Crow in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel, and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.